And I told you earlier, if you were listening carefully, that I was going to be introducing you to some very lecker people, and I have kept my word. In the studio with me right now is the ward councillor from Bolitho's Ward 6, Tammy Colleen. Lovely to see you again.
Lovely to be on the radio again. Thanks for having us, Dave.
It's always a pleasure. And Mike Hagan, who is the ambassador for all things beautiful, the walking ambassador of Bolitho. Some say he's like the Forrest Gump of Bolitho, but it's, you know, I mean, in the nicest possible way. Mike, nice to have you on board.
Thank you, Dave.
And then joining us on the line from, is it Durban? Is it Janet Simpkins from Adopt a River? Are you with us, Janet?
I'm there, and yes, from Durban.
So we are all together. How about that? The wonders of technology never cease. The idea is that we're talking about an initiative that I think is going to be extraordinarily popular for everyone that enjoys living the coastal lifestyle that we do here in Bolitho. One of the biggest concerns everyone has that enjoys the beaches is the fact that sometimes when you go down to the sea, to the lonely sea and the sky, you know that poem, it's lovely. They don't never talk about the fact that the beaches are full of schmutter that's come in on the waves, come down the rivers, and generally speaking, spoil the experience. We're quite lucky in Bolitho, I've got to say, that when we have the occasional big spill. The guys have been remarkable in the cleaning up, both civil society and the municipality. And I think they've done a really good job and continue to, but there are areas that don't get touched. And Mike, this is where you come in.
Well, Dave, I just want to give you a little background through the Philokalee Trail. That is a program that we started in 2019 through Nikki Williamson, and where we have had huge exposure to the oceans and the beaches by walking all the way from Durban Harbour up to Umtanzini and back again. But the point is this, it's opened our eyes, not alone being an owner and a citizen of this magnificent town, but actually seeing what's happening around us on the beaches. And so we met had as a beneficiary Janet Simpkins from Adopt a River, and her program has been absolutely phenomenal. She's going to tell you about that, and she's expanded now from Adopt a River, substantially the Umgani, to the beaches. And here in Bolitho, as you correctly said, we've got so many phenomenal people that make a big effort themselves in their personal capacities, but also the Beach Collective has got together down in the village and put together an amazing system through what's called the UIP, and the UIP clear a very significant stretch, basically from Thompson's through to the Zimbali boundary wall. And that gets done exceptionally well. And to use your example, when we've had major concerns, which was during the pro, and that beach, those beaches were really, really underwood, if I could call it that, and they cleared them up in 2 days.
Mm.
And that is an amazing achievement.
Well, when we saw that huge volume of detritus being washed up, it was almost apocalyptic, the volume, the sheer volume. And apparently it all came down from south when the rivers flooded and there was that massive storm, the tempest that created a lot of news. And it must have gone very far out to sea and then circled back on winds and tides just to make its presence here at the right time. The pro. Well, look, it made an impact. But what made a bigger impact was how fast everyone sprung into action and started cleaning up, which is fantastic. But Janet, let's bring you in here because I know that you're sitting lonesome on a cell phone somewhere. And I want to keep you like that. But we would like to bring you into the warmth of the conversation. I believe you have done remarkable things with the Adopt a River campaign.
Well, thank you. Yes, we've been hard at work in a couple of the river systems through our Adopt a River program, and together with corporates, we've managed to put some dedicated cleaning teams in certain systems and having quite good results in terms of clearing and addressing waste and sewage as well as alien invasive issues. We quickly realized that the rivers are the sort of tributaries or the contributors mainly to the waste that washes up, it's all ocean bound and with, as you rightly said, the heavier of the rains and the tides and the winds, and it lands up on our beaches. And so we recognize that, we have a role to play on the shoreline as well. And so Adopt a Beach was born, and we've really concentrated on making it a community initiative and a regular one at that, engaging with different communities and areas. And we're excited to now be expanding. We've run a successful Adopt a Beach program in sort of Durban and surrounds, and we're looking forward to moving geographically and increasing a footprint. And we find ourselves here in Belito,
which is incredibly exciting news, because just before we came on air, Mike and I were discussing the fact that the stretch between the Tongaat River, the Otongati River, and the Foch La Rue Drive Road, which is the beginning of Belito proper, it's the most magnificent stretch of golden beach, broad and wide and picturesque beyond any singing of it, but it is filthy. And it remains filthy because, well, it just doesn't get much attention until now. And I believe this is where you're going to be focusing.
Yeah, so it was really exciting to have a walk with the local bottle cap collector and guide extraordinaire. And it was interesting to walk that stretch. And, you know, we it's really difficult for all of municipality to get everywhere. And so it's exciting to bring these sorts of awareness initiatives and use it as an outreach and an educational day and get community involved, because at the end of the day, we all have to be responsible. And it's such a good teaching experience for those who do come down. And just, you know, what washes up, what types of waste, and how we as individuals can maybe start doing things a little bit differently, changing what we do with our in terms of consumerism, and at the end of the day we helping to clean up an environment that should be just what nature intended. So we're excited to get to help, and we look forward to working with all stakeholders. We have municipal support, which is amazing. We have the community on board, and thank you for this opportunity to share that.
I think it's extremely important that we are all on the same page, because we all benefit from the initiative. And as you say, it's not simply the fact that, well, this is being done. It's the fact that you're involving as many people as care to be involved. You know, often people feel disempowered because the problem is so big, and what can I do as one person? But when there is leadership and support and programs in place where you can make a difference and you can bring in those that care and others, it becomes a community effort. It becomes an entire positive force for good. And I think that we are all at this point in time in the same boat in this beloved country of ours, where we need to be part of the solution. The problem is obvious, but you know, wherever you have an opportunity to become part of a solution, this being one of them, it's a fantastic initiative. How does one get involved?
So do you want to take that, Mark, or should I just
please
carry on?
Go, Janet.
All right. So we've, as I said, we've partnered with obviously local community. It's really important that we involve the right stakeholders. So we've had the permissions in place, and together with the local community and support of Tammy and Mark, we will kick off and advertise as far and wide as we can for everyone to arrive on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock in the car park. And together with Volvo, we are very fortunate to have a sponsor on board to kick this off and to make it an even a more enjoyable day. And they will be out in force to help with a bit of spot prizes and some refreshments for everyone who attends and comes to help. So we hope to kick this off, launch the first of the Adopt a Beach initiatives in Belito with a bang, and make this just a success that we can continue months and balance.
Well, it's extremely exciting that you've got a sponsor like Volvo involved, because, well, you know, it's a quality brand, quality mark, and obviously they do things properly, and they have already a track record of caring for people and the planet, which extends into
Correct.
Now this kind of function. You talked about the car park. Which car park are we talking about?
Shall I do that? Foch La Rue is the very last car park from Belito going towards Simbali Beach Estate, and that gets you down to the extreme part of Salmon Bay before Simbali Long Beach starts.
So it's that very last car park as one travels down Compensation Beach Road towards Zimbali, the beach estate. You can't go into Zimbali because it's got a boom, but you can turn left into Foch LaRue. You have to get that right, otherwise get upset. You know?
Challenging name for some of us.
We'll find out about that. Maybe who named the road there? But I'm sure he was a good guy. It must have been. So that's the car park. Well, the car park doesn't, that's not a very big car park, though. That won't hold that many vehicles. So I presume one can park along Compensation Beach Road.
Yes, there's plenty of parking. While it doesn't look that big, if you put cars down there, you'll find that it can handle about 40 cars.
Oh, really?
So that's not too bad. That's the side road and the beach parking area. And then, of course, you've got Compensation Beach at the top where there's quite a bit of, let's call it, roadside parking. Mm. And just to make sure absolutely everybody's clear with the directions, down at the village, past all the nice galleries, shops, etc., etc., past Ski Boat Club, heading towards the locked gate, Zimbali Beach Estate, and the last turning on the left.
That's pretty easy to find. And which way are you going to walk from there? Because you can go along Salmon Bay if you go left facing the sea, or if you go right, you go along in front of Zimbali.
Yes, we're heading south to go along Zimbali, Long Beach. And just to clarify exactly, the UIP's role, which is a fantastic job that they do, stops exactly at that point, at the wall, which is Zimbali Beach Estate.
Uh-huh.
And they do, let's call it the north side, and the south side is at the moment basically untouched. It is touched in that Zima do a job in terms of the areas that are their main gates getting out onto the beach, but the rest is basically a spoilt area.
Okay, now presumably, if one is going down to collect garbage, you're going to need some sort of protective gear for the hands, etc. Is that going to be taken care of, or do people need to arrive with gloves?
There will be some available, but we recommend everybody brings their own. Obviously, it helps us, but also it means they've got something that they're familiar with and fits. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the medical type gloves work, even your running gloves, beach gloves, any old kit that you've got. In fact, as an ex-golfer, I call myself that, my old golf gloves work perfectly. You're trying to block me out.
Actually trying to keep the microphone in front of your mouth. It's almost impossible. Not for an intelligent man like that, one would think.
but Dave, there are many, many items you can use for your personal use in terms of just making sure you don't get stuff into your nail, under your nails.
If you're going to wear rubber gloves, and you're going to perspire like crazy. So better to wear a pair of leather gloves if you've got them, or garden gloves even.
Garden gloves perfect. Work perfectly.
Bags, are they going to be provided? That sort of
bags
thing?
Will be available.
Okay.
And what I'm going to try to do is to get people to find a theme. I want everybody to find their own theme. Don't worry about what I'm pointing to now in terms of plastic or bottle caps or slops or whatever. But if they aggregate their own little bit, it's easier for us to split it out.
So, for example, you could be the one that picks up those earbud sticks, because those are ubiquitous.
Wow. You know, I did a collection one day just doing earbud sticks. You won't believe how many thousands I picked up in a day. You won't believe it.
No, it's frightening. It's terrifying. One wonders how those come down the rivers, but obviously they go through the wastewater works, the sewerage farms.
So
correct.
Okay, yes, Janet's saying absolutely correct. And if I could add to that, we actually have a historic problem in Ballito in that so much of our sewerage came down into the beach areas. And we've still got big pipes. We obviously have all our stormwater drains. You won't believe, Dave, what gets thrown into those stormwater drains. It is absolutely, excuse it, disgusting in every respect, the stuff that's gone into those drains. Tammy knows through projects that we've done she's done this past year, about block drains. And that haven't stormwater drains that haven't been cleared out. The answer is yes. All that stuff has to go somewhere. It ends up coming, as you said, down a river through a slipstream back onto our beaches.
So we're actually ending up as the sort of very final destination. But if one could create an education awareness program at the start, at the source of the litter, shall we say, that would help tremendously as well. Is there any thought towards that?
Yeah, well, everything starts at home, if I could call it that. Everything starts with what you buy at the shop. And I'd like Janet to come in here about the education side and how her programs have done so well with kids from school in terms of a program they have to do normally in terms of getting credits and that, but is really about an awareness program. So maybe Janet could take over.
Yeah, so thank you. It's really, as Mark said, just about bringing the awareness to heart. The idea with bringing community to the beach is to actually see it firsthand, because if you're not there and exposed to it, it's really difficult to visualize. And so by focusing on little bits of waste, we can then piece together a bigger story. And, you know, items like polystyrene and certain types of packaging, like the earbuds, for example, that just simple points that you can then use to teach that resonate, because people have actually seen it, it's in their hands, and that message then can hopefully spread wider. We then also take that message to schools in different communities and say the same thing. Using those examples. But it really does help when you're getting your hands dirty, with your gloved hands dirty, and seeing it for yourself, just how rejecting polystyrene and taking a Tupperware for a takeaway instead of accepting something, you know, using the toilet just for what it was intended and not for a bin. You know, those kinds of intentions can have far-reaching impacts for the environment, and that's what we try and do during these days, is really have those meaningful conversations. And it's very visual. We collect bags, we do sort waste, we weigh at the end of a cleanup, and everyone might think that they've only just picked up earbuds or pieces of polystyrene, but at the end of the day, collectively, it has a massive impact.
Indeed, and the more regularly one can get involved in this type of operation, the better, because each time you sweep down the beach, it's a slightly less intense
Correct.
Load and so on
yeah.
and so forth. So presumably this is going to be ongoing. We certainly hope it will be. And we, I'm talking about purely from a media perspective, I believe it's imperative that all local media gets behind and highlights exactly how one can get involved as a community, and to shed a lot of light and spread the love by also highlighting the role played by your sponsors, because without them it wouldn't be as easy. Not that it is easy, but certainly having a strong sponsor like Volvo behind the initiative sends the right message and encourages more participation. Tammy, you've been remarkably patient, and we haven't had a chance really to engage with you, but as the board councillor, this I presume is an initiative that you're behind.
Absolutely, Dave. We're 100% behind any form of a beach clean, or also any form of collaboration with a private partner or an NPO. And what I'm particularly excited about with regards to Adopt a River, Adopt a Beach, is it's going to be happening on a monthly basis.
Ah.
So the first one we're kicking off with is obviously the end of July. And then what I think is really good is that if you, for example, are away, or you've got family or some kind of commitment on that particular day, you know that it's going to be on a monthly basis. So next month you can pop down and support. And then we'll have the local knowledge. So if we identify, after dealing with Zimbali Long Beach, for example, if we identify another beach that requires attention, that can just be communicated out through various social media channels, standard media channels, etc.
It's going to be a regular Sunday, the last Sunday of the month.
Correct.
It's brilliant.
Last Sunday of the month, 2-hour stretch, more or less, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and it will be like clockwork.
Wow.
That's the recipe.
Well, I salute you all for having come together and spearheaded this initiative, and I encourage you, as if you're listening to this message, to join the growing movement to take ownership and to take responsibility, making the world a better place, one beach at a time. Michael, before we wrap?
Before you wrap, I've just got to say to you that one of the great things in life is you must not just think about getting rid of stuff, you must think about using it again or reusing it. And Dave, I found something just for you.
I like this.
A bit of driftwood.
A beautiful bit of driftwood, which has been lovingly inscribed. Radio Life and Style 88 FM. I love this. I'm going to put it up, pride of place on the wall. And we certainly will be down there on Sunday. I hope there's going to be a lovely turnout. We'll keep the information flowing. And thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Tammy. And thank you if you're going to be part of this, even in heart and mind. If you can't be there personally, I know that you'd love to be there in spirit. So we look forward to a big turnout on Sunday morning, 8 o'clock. It's not too early. And 2 hours, it'll be a wonderful get-together with like-minded people you could meet and find new friends. How about that? Because we're all a bit lonely after COVID. This is an opportunity now to start building a social circle again. And we look forward to the next conversation. Hopefully, we can make this a regular thing as well.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks to all concerned. And thank you particularly to Janet, who's, I know you've been on that cell phone, lonely as a cloud. Now you can go and rejoin humanity. We'll catch up again soon.
Thank you all. Cheers.
Thanks, Dave. All the best.
And there it is. The afternoon show continues on Radio Life and Style. And here is Oasis.